KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Many of the images in the Tree of Life are remarkable for their grandeur. Billowing volcanoes, churning geysers, spiral nebulas seen through the eye of the Hubble Space Telescope. Others are notable for their grandiosity. When this movie goes over the top, it sets altitude records. Some of the most memorable images, though, are the most fleeting. Curtains curving gently in a breeze, a newborn's tiny foot surrounded by a father's hand, a mother's lyrical dance of joy, a father switching off the night table light in his young son's bedroom. Tiny and vast, eternal and evanescent, those are the polarities of Terrence Malick's exquisite and also exasperating new film. Reduced to its essence, The Tree of Life is a free-form meditation on the life of a family in small-town Texas in the 1950s. Brad Pitt and Jessica Chastain are the husband and wife, and Hunter McCracken is Jack, the oldest of their three sons. He's played as an adult by Sean Penn. The three central portraits, father, mother, firstborn child, are astonishingly vivid, especially since they're not conventional performances. The dialogue is sparse, and the script dispenses with plot and overt conflict. What we learn about this family, a lot, comes mainly from thoughts conveyed in voiceovers and images of sweet pleasure, hovering menace, repressed anger, explosive rage, and through it all, bewilderment and grief provoked by a sudden tragedy. This is the adult Jack looking back as he struggles to understand his mortal journey. What happened to the innocence of childhood? How did his beloved mother endure her pain? And who was the father he loved and hated so deeply? Jack isn't the only questioner. Malick uses his film to ask existential questions. Why does misfortune befall good people? How can faith be sustained in the face of tragedy? Where do we belong in the raging indifference of the cosmos? To set the larger context, the largest context, the film gives us a long sequence, the likes of which hasn't been seen since Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. The sequence looks back to life's beginnings and out to the unfathomably violent universe that surrounds us. Then the film takes a much more problematic turn. In a coda of surreal images that express Jack's trying to find his way, images of reunion and reconciliation on a higher plane. I'm sure some will find this inspirational, but others will react, as I did, with dismay. Not because of the unabashed spirituality, but because of the banality of these images that blurs the beautiful originality of what's come before. Yet the Tree of Life finally finds its own way, taking nourishment from the grandeur and more than surviving the grandiosity. Daring in concept, occasionally daffy in execution, and ultimately unforgettable, Malick's film offers a heartfelt answer to the question of where we humans belong, with each other on this planet bound by love. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.